Good morning. Hello, it's Neil and Debbie here.
Happy Christmas to you.
Slightly previous, but not to worry. Dua Lipa on Gaydio Dance the Night with Neil and Debbie here. On
I will
show.
Not.
Come on.
Not with you. I know where you've been.
Hello. It's,
hello.
Well, you know what it is?
What?
It's Christmas time!
I love Christmas! It's officially the month we can really get the tacky out.
Oh, yeah,
we're bringing... Yeah, we're bringing tacky back. There's so much on today's show, Neil. I've got a Christmas quiz for you.
Oh, right.
I've got a step back in time through something you would have forgotten from a Christmas advert, when Christmas adverts were superb.
Oh, right, yes.
All right?
Yeah.
Also, the highly coveted feature, which is... hang on.
Desperately seeking...
Madonna!
Updates from the new tour. I've got a cracker for you this week, if you love Madonna. And she's coming to London next week, by the way, FYI. Tuesday, Wednesday. She's coming back.
I want more gigs.
Yeah, two more gigs
at
the O2. Yeah, we're going to try and get tickets.
Oh, yeah.
But, Neil, may I start the show? I haven't heard what you're getting up to yet, but I challenge you to answer this question.
Mm-hmm.
This is NDebs at Gaydio. Who did I spend last night with? Who did I spend last night with? I'm going to give you one clue.
Go on.
One of the biggest gay icons in the world. We talk about them most weeks on this show. Have a think about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I could go for a few, but I mean, oh, that's a tricky one, isn't it? Oh, okay. You got me intrigued. Don't you wish your girlfriend was wrong like me? Pushy Cat Dolls and Doncha on Gaydio. Neil and Debbie here. You can tweet the show, by the way, at This Is NDebs at Gaydio. Our email, ndebs@gaydio.co.uk. And you can contact us via Instagram. This Is NDebs is where you'll find us.
So who did you say that band was, Neil? The
Pushy Cat Dolls.
Don't do that again, please, Neil. I found that very offensive. Say that word.
The bird. And the lovely.
Get it. Got it. Good.
Our weekly delve into things that have been happening around the world. And first of all, the World Health Organization, together with charities and groups across the world yesterday, commemorated World AIDS Day under this year's theme, Let Communities Lead. It is the 35th anniversary of the event, which began in 1988, providing a platform to raise awareness about HIV/AIDS and honour the lives affected by the epidemic. This week, the UK government announced additional funding for its opt-out scheme. The idea is to normalise HIV and other STI testing in hospital emergency departments, all part of the UK's HIV action plan to end new transmissions of HIV within England by 2030. And at an event this week, Sir Elton John, speaking on behalf of his AIDS Foundation, welcomed the news.
In the UK, new HIV diagnoses are down 46% since their peak in 2015. We can be the first country in the world to defeat this awful virus. Let's do it.
We're making some great inroads into that. More from Elton on his AIDS Foundation later in the show. Sadly now, some very disturbing developments in Russia, where the country's Supreme Court has effectively outlawed what it describes as the international LGBT movement, something which incidentally doesn't legally exist. It's not actually officially an entity, but it essentially paves the way for those who speak out in support of the queer community to be arrested and prosecuted.
Oh,
Amnesty International have called the ruling shameful and absurd. Basically, if you are queer or an ally, according to the Russian Supreme Court, you are an extremist.
Oh my God, what on earth? What on earth?
It's politically motivated. I mean, it's outrageous. Finally, football's Rainbow Laces campaign celebrates its 10th anniversary this year, running until the 11th of December. It encourages those involved in sport to wear rainbow-coloured laces in support of LGBTQ+ equality. Jake Daniels, who was the first English pro footballer to come out back in May last year, says it's really important to have queer allies in football amongst other players.
It's amazing just being able to see, you know, footballers that might not be gay, you know, accepting and being able to push that forward, and you know, rainbow laces, rainbow armband, whatever it is, just to make that difference and the impact on football just proves that other footballers or with people all the way.
Two poles apart, really. I mean, there's Russia on the one hand, and here we are in the UK doing what we're doing, which is brilliant.
Do you need to send a truckload of rainbow laces to Putin, and I'll tie those laces up very tight together so he trips over until he learns what he's done stupidly wrong. I think that'll learn him.
Sigala and Stay the Night. I'm going now. Right, okay, what's going on here then?
This is my helmet. It's Neil and Debbie, it's Gaudio. And last week, I had the best time ever when I wore my Darth Vader. Oh, should I put the helmet on now?
You probably better had, yeah.
I'm going to put the helmet on.
Okay.
Right. It was the show tweet this morning, by the way.
Oh, right, lovely. No. Yeah. The helmet is back. Miss Ryan?
Can you see? Can you hear me?
Vaguely, yeah.
Vaguely. Vaderly. Vaderly. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can, yes.
Right. So I wore an entire Darth Vader outfit.
Oh, yes.
For the whole of last weekend, Neil.
Right.
And I'm thinking of going full-time in it. It was so much fun. The reaction from people, people had their photos taken. It just brought happiness.
How did Australian Lisa feel about it?
I can't hear a word. I'm taking this off.
Well, so how did Australian Lisa feel about it? Was she happy?
She loved it. Cause I had a codpiece, love. I didn't realise how powerful a codpiece can make you feel.
Right.
I had a full codpiece on my Darth Vader outfit that I bought off.
Codpiece?
Yeah, codpiece. There's a codpiece down there. Darth Vader had a codpiece, yeah.
Right, that really is the dark side, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it was. It was covering my dark side, actually, Neil. Thank you. But it's wonderful. I hope you enjoy the photo on at This Is NDebs this morning.
Paul Wolford on Gaydia. Neil and Debbie here.
Showbiz name,
Paul Wolford.
Carpets for your stairs. Paul Wolford.
The Christmas twang is back. There we are.
Oh, Neil, well, may I use your twang for this part of the show? May I have it? Lots of messages to get to because we were quite lax day school last week. This is from Johnny Pearson Hall.
Oh, yes.
Oh, excuse me.
Doubles barrel.
50-year-old Gaya, happily married to Graham.
Huh?
He's a living kidney donor.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, you beautiful man. So Johnny tweets, and I instantly like here, hello, I need to see Debbie Ryan Radio's party outfit. Well, it's up on our show tweet today. Me, try not to get too turned on. It's dressed full from head to toe. Darth Vader with boobs. That's what I was.
Can we see the codpiece in the outfit?
Oh, the codpiece is in there, yeah.
Yeah.
Australian Lisa went as Maria from Sound of Music.
Oh, what a contrast.
Neil, I wore my helmet on the way up on the train to Birmingham.
Yeah, did you get any comments?
Neil, Aviva retweeted the photo. I put it on the show tweet as well. Honestly, Neil, dress up. It's brilliant. We don't dress up enough. We don't.
Yeah. Charlie XCX, Rina Sawayama on that one as well. It's called Beg For You. Neil and Debbie here.
I never met a spud I didn't like.
What?
That is a little treat from one of our favourites coming up for you.
Potato.
It's Christmas food, Neil.
Oh,
Christmas food.
Right,
Christmas
food.
We've got a lot of Christmas things to get through on the show today. A lot.
Yeah, well, the season has begun, hasn't it? I've already had mince pies and everything.
Neil, you are a mince pie. And this is ndebs at gaydio. Email ndebs at gaydio.co.uk. We're going to have to celebrate a certain...
What?
Have you heard about Kylie's... Well, three things have happened this week to Kylie.
No, go on.
She goes on a roll. Honestly, she's on an Arctic roll, that woman.
Best of years she's having.
Have you seen her new look?
No.
Oh, my God, Neil.
Is this from Vegas?
What is that to your hair?
It's for her new TV role.
Oh.
I've said too much. We'll get to that shortly. And also on the subject of what have you done to your hair, I can't help but notice you've had yours... Have you had yours done?
No, it's just messy. No.
It's just messy. I was delving for.
What have you done to your hair?
Neil,
have you been back to the hairdressers?
Neil, for the first time in 4 years, I have dumped my old hairdresser.
Oh, well done, love.
Edward Scissormail. And I am trying out 4 years. I'm a very loyal customer. And I'm going to see somebody in London today called Cédric.
Oh.
He's French.
Uh-huh.
He owns the salon.
Oh, very good.
And he looked, we're going to do baby highlights. Mm. Yes, they've done. No, that's too blocky what they've done.
Oh, dear.
And I thought, I like you.
So where did you meet Cédric?
Down the high street. Lisa and I were going in all the shop windows. You know when you do, you're trying out a new hairdresser?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You, like, look through and you go, oh, it doesn't look a good atmosphere in there. Oh, it's all empty.
Yeah.
All the chairs
are
empty.
It's like a restaurant, yeah.
It looks like a restaurant. Oh, get me a cut in there.
You won't eat there.
Or it's too clinical. It's like Clinique.
Mm.
It's so everything is white walls, bright lights. I don't want that.
No, no.
Ideally,
no.
I would like a salon dog.
Yeah.
Ideally, I'd like someone just to say, sit down, shut up.
Right.
I don't want. Yeah, I just want to be pushed down in the chair.
Yes, you do. Yeah. Yeah.
And my hair done.
Yeah.
And I like French people doing my hair.
Is Cédric? Is he hot? Is he?
And Neil, why are you asking me that? What does that difference does that make? I find that quite sexist, actually. What difference does that make to his school as a hairdresser?
I might want to come down and have a, my
well,
locks.
Thank God he doesn't say the same to us, does he? Otherwise, we wouldn't get in any hairdressers, would we? Would we? No, not hot enough for my scissors.
Plenty more songs like that on the way in Galeo's Anthems in about 15 minutes. That is Wham! Dew Project, King of My Castle.
Oh, are you?
King of My Castle.
What castle's that then?
My big one, sandy one.
My sandy one. I have to say, I adore. That just takes me back to working at Fox FM before I got fired from there. And I used to play that on a loop because one of the sales staff loved it and I used to play it for her all the time.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Which is fabulous, yeah. It's a bit boring, in fact, isn't it? Taking all the fun.
Thanks for that anecdote.
Oh, God. All right, Grandma. Right, this is Ndebs at Gadio. Email Ndebs at gadio.co.uk. Do you know who that was, Neil? Do you know who that was?
Play that again. Oh, it's quite pleasing on the ear in a weird way.
It is, isn't it? It's from a fabulous Christmas advert that we'd all forgotten about, starring the gayest people on the planet. Or the gays love. That's what we love.
Oh, go on.
I'm not going to. I'm going to play it to you. I'm going to do a tease with you. Otherwise,
it's not the smash,
you know.
smash people, is it?
No, the smash,
the smash, or mash get smash people. It's those smash. Aliens.
How are they the gayest people on the planet?
They were quite camp.
Oh, love. No, this is an amazing, gay icon.
I've
no
idea.
Do you think it's male or female? What do you think?
Play again. Well, I mean, it sounds male, doesn't it?
Female. Female.
Oh, really?
Yeah, female. That's coming up. Bet you can't wait for that.
Bimini and Moonlight on Gadio with Neil and Debbie here, Saturday morning.
Yeah, and it is Neil, actually, isn't it? This is Ndebs at Gadio. Email Ndebs at Gadio. Who did I spend last night with? .co.uk.
Who did you spend last night? Can we have more of a clue, please?
Yes. One of the biggest gay icons on planet Earth.
Mm-hmm.
is someone we talk about every single week.
Is it RuPaul?
On the show. No. Every single week.
Madonna?
No. You're getting nearer. Getting nearer.
Gaga?
No, not Gaga. No. Although she's going to be on Christmas TV. Did you hear?
Is she?
Did you hear Gucci, House of Gucci, Ierucci is going to be on over Christmas? Because nothing says Christmas more than the House of Gucci, does it?
No.
No, it's not. It's neither of those, Neil. So you've got about another 10 minutes and I shall.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, I can tell you now if you want. How much longer have we got?
Well, no, it's another 15 minutes and I can tell you that we have to visit the world of Doctor Who this weekend. I know your absolute favourite.
Oh, so it goes everyone, Neil. Everyone's just turned the radio off.
Russell T. Davies was on form on Saturday's Doctor Who. More about that later. We have to listen to your blooming Star Wars.
I see girls.
Studio B on Gadio's Anthems. I see girls. Neil and Debbie here this Saturday morning.
Yeah, you do, Neil. You're looking right at one. I'm just a girl standing in front of a boy trying to tell him I love him. What film's that from, Neil? Buzz in when you know.
No idea.
Notting Hill, wasn't it? Julie Roberts. She's everywhere at the moment.
Yeah.
She's absolutely everywhere at the moment.
Is it raining? I hadn't noticed.
Yeah. Classic. This is Ndebs at Gadio. Email Ndebs at gadio.co.uk. Lots of massages to get to, Neil, including two complaints that have come in directed at you.
Oh.
Directed at you.
Is this the other? I've got one as well. It's not to do with Hannah, is it?
Three. No, it's, oh, no, that's three complaints we've got.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God, we've never had three before. Woo! Neil, who is Madonna talking about in this?
I like her. I think she's sexy. I like her. Nice ass.
Who's that?
Janet Jackson?
No, it's not Janet Jackson, but we're going to find out when we delve into our new feature about Madonna shortly.
Right.
Right now, Neil, I haven't got time to talk about Madonna. I've got almost as big diva to talk about, who I spent last night with.
Right.
Right, you've got two guesses. You've had quite a few. Mm. Otherwise, should I just tell you who it was?
Yeah, just tell us. Put us out of our misery.
Okay, wait. Cher plus a Christmas album. Amazing.
Cher.
I was with Cher last night.
Really?
I was with Cher last night. So last Saturday, I dressed up as Darth Vader.
Right.
Last night, I was with Cher.
Right. The real Cher, or?
The real Cher, Neil. Right. The real Cher. And do you know what I can tell you about it?
Go on.
Absolutely nothing, because it was for a special TV thing.
Oh,
we had to sign things to say.
That's teasing
I'm serious,
us.
No, don't muck about it. It is teasing us, but I have got, when I'm allowed to talk about it,
right.
Have I got some shizzle for you. Neil, she was incredible.
Wow.
You know, when you walk in and someone has just got a Rita Ora about them.
Yeah,
star
think, quality, yeah. Yeah.
Did you hear that noise just then? It's Lisa sending me pictures from last night.
No.
Did you hear that?
No, I didn't.
Oh, no, that's relevant. Right. She was astonishing.
Wow.
And the TV show is coming out soon, but we're not allowed to talk about what came in it. But I can tell you this. She talked about her...
Okay, wait. Cher plus a Christmas album. Amazing.
And
of course.
Do you know what else is happening, Neil?
What?
On Monday, I'm going to see Diana the Musical. This bonkers musical that's coming out.
Diana?
Diana the Musical. So I've had
Princess
Darth
Diana.
Vader. Princess Diana
oh,
musical.
No.
Yeah, no, seriously, Neil, that everyone is talking about this. My friend Rob, the producer from RuPaul,
right.
Couldn't go. He's given me his tickets
right.
And says it's the most bonkers thing you'll ever see.
Oh.
And then possibly Madonna on Tuesday or Wednesday.
Well, you've got it all going, haven't you?
I'm living. I'm rich beyond my wildest dreams. I'm not, but I'm just happy.
CC Peniston, finally on Gaydio's Anthems with Neil and Debbie here.
Awful.
Of course, from Priscilla's soundtrack, nonetheless.
So awful, it's so sad about CC Peniston. It's really sad. She grew up in a really, really poor household, Neil.
Right.
And one Christmas,
yes.
The parents, they said, we need to get you some jewellery, CC, because, you know, I know you like your jewellery. And they got it engraved, Neil.
Right. Is this a joke you're about to do? Come on, give us the punchline. We'll judge if it's funny.
But they were so poor.
Right.
They could afford the CC and then only five more letters.
Right, I see. I see what you've done there. Oh, that's hilarious. How old are you, seven?
Someone told me that joke once, Neil, and I believed it. Idiot. Over to Twitter.
Oh, my goodness.
Over to Neil. Oh, idiot, Debbie. This is ndebs at gaydio. Email ndebs at gaydio.co.uk.
Right.
What, Neil, is this? Who is... Well, you'll know who it is.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Look at this, huh? Crazy, crazy. We made it, huh?
Oh. Home sweet home.
Mmm. Look at you. Hey, hey.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, lovely to see you.
You too.
Hey, hey.
That was
the neighbours' reunion.
Yes, it was the total anticlimactic, and everyone went, oh my God, Kylie and Jason are back together. They're back together, Scott and Charlene. And it was, we were like, all they said was, oh, hi, hi, hi. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, sod that, because Kylie's got herself a new gig.
Oh.
She's got herself a brand new TV show. She has dyed her hair dark for it. The fans on Kylie Minogue Gold Universe are losing their minds over it. Do you want to know what the TV show's called?
Yes, please.
It's a brand new series. She is starring as a cameo in it. And it is called, Neil.
Yes.
It's an amazing show called Strife.
and apparently you've got to binge watch it. Should be called Struth if she's Australian, but it's called Strife, and she looks fierce in it. Someone says, oh my God, she is beautiful with dark hair, says Olaf, Steph Olaf, and everyone is saying this is the thing to watch.
Right. Do you know the platform, streaming platform we can see it on?
No, I didn't get into that.
Thanks for being very informative.
But also, if you're a Kylie fan, this is 19 years old, co-written with Jake Shears and Baby Daddy. And I'm going to play it for Ant, who I remember it reminded him of his mum. Special memories for him.
Kylie and Believe in You. These are Gaydio's anthems. Neil and Debbie here. You can tweet us at This Is Ndebs at Gaydio. Our email, ndebs@gaydio.co.uk. And on Instagram, This Is Ndebs is where you will find us.
So beautiful. I played that for Ant because it's got special memories for his mum.
Lovely.
I think I've got that right, Ant. I hope I have. But I'm afraid he's waded in with a fury.
Oh, no.
Furious tweet. Right. Debbie. Now, you know I love you dearly, but we're going to have a fallout. What is wrong with Doctor Who?
Ah, yes.
And my question is, what is right with Doctor Who?
Well, I'll tell you, Russell T. Davies, for starters. More about that later. Our weekly deep dive into the archive, where I dredge out three classic tunes.
Dredge.
I have to go for a ride, or dredge. And right down the bottom of the pile, I find something a little bit interesting. Well, this week, I hope you're going to like this, actually. Three clips coming your way from one artist this time.
Ooh.
And it's somebody who I heard on the radio and I thought, oh, I miss you. And I love these. I love your music and everything. Whitney.
Wits.
And I thought, let's have some Whitney on Freedom of Choice. So I've got you three tracks here. First up, choice number one. It's not right, but it's okay.
It's not right, but it's okay. I'm gonna make it anyway. Pack your bag up and leave. Don't you dare come running back to me.
It's not right, it's okay. It's Whitney, and that's choice number one.
Yeah, it's okay. Like the remix, Neil, and I love that line. If you four of you went for dinner, two of you were really cheap. I like that line. Song number two, please, Neil.
Is Love Will Save the Day.
Oh, yeah.
That is so joyous. I love that. Whitney, Love Will Save the Day, choice number two.
She has got such a voice on that. Oh, when you try and sing it.
No, you can't. No.
Amazing. You can't sing it. Yeah. Only Whitney can. I really like that, Neil. What's number three?
It's I'm Your Baby Tonight. It's her vocalisation on there. I love that.
No, because my stepdad, reminds me of my stepdad, because he bought that on cassette, and I think he's an arse, so no, I can't have that.
Okay.
I really like song number two, or I would have loved. When you talk, I just watch your mouth. Oh, I really like that. So it'd be number two, Neil, but well, I won't reveal till the time.
No.
I'm not going to reveal.
It's the rules of freedom of choice. Tiga, you're going to want me. These are Gaydio's anthems. Neil and Debbie here. More on the way. Duc de Mont coming up very soon.
At this is Ndebs at Gaydio. Email ndebs@gaydio.co.uk. You know, really vis-a-vis Whitney, I'm so glad you picked her, Neil.
Mm.
I'm so glad you picked her. I remember hearing an interview with Narada Michael Walton, who produced her.
Yeah.
And it was before she became famous, and he got a call from Clive Davis.
Hello, it's Clive Davis here. Yeah. I'm Whitney's manager.
And he said, you got to work with this girl. You got to work with her. And Narada Michael Walden was like, oh, please. And he said, right, can you sing this to Whitney? And she went, do you mean like this? And she did like the total Whitney thing. And he went, yep, that's a take.
Yeah.
And she did everything in one take, Neil.
Yeah, of course.
She was stupidly talented.
Yeah, I know. And also glorious, beautiful human being as well.
Beautiful human being.
Yeah.
It's not here anymore, Neil, so that's slightly brought that down. No, it's not.
No.
Neil. Oh, no, we've done that awkward thing.
I'm going to wormhole
now.
We've
done that awkward
now.
Thing. She's not here. She's
right, how are we going to get out of this?
She's gone. She's gone.
Don't do that. Now you've made me sad.
Don't, because... Yeah, and I'm going to go and see Diana in News Corp Monday, and she's not here either. If you have got anyone that's not here anymore, let us know that you want to think about at this Sendebs at Gadio. It's important to look back as well as forward, Neil.
That's true. Tegan and Every Word on Gadio. Neil and Debbie here. It's back, and if you're a fan, you will have loved it last weekend.
Sorry, Neil, do you mind if I just get a pillow? You carry on. No, I'm listening.
No, come on, because there was loads and loads of praise for Russell T. Davies, the writer. Yeah. We've got this sort of brief reappearance of David Tennant as Doctor Who with Catherine Tate as Donna, and they were in the episode called The Star Beast. Very well done. Catherine Tate's Donna expressing her fiercely supportive love for her trans daughter, Rose. In this episode,
I would burn down the world for you, darling.
We're talking Heartstopper's Yasmin Finney, and also Miriam Margolyes guesting as the Meep on this episode. Goody or baddie, no spoilers, I'm not going to say, but the question of gender identity also featured centre stage at prime time from this clip here.
Meep, Meep.
Yes, the Meep. I promise I can help him get home and then you'll never see me again.
You're assuming he as a pronoun.
True. Yes, sorry, good point. Are you he or she or they?
My chosen pronoun is the definite article. I am always the me.
And once again, the brilliance of Russell T. Davies by shoehorning stuff like that into a primetime drama series on national TV. So thank you very much, Russell.
Neil, I don't want to be rude, but absolutely none of that made me want to go and watch Doctor Who.
No.
I don't even know a neep. What is
a meep?
I'm Scottish. It's a neep and tatty.
No, no, a meep. A meep. It's Miriam Margolyes was
don't,
the meep.
Neil, you bored me enough with that. This is the best thing that Catherine Tate has ever done.
Hello, Liverpool.
Can we move on?
Strike, you sure do. These are Gadio's anthems. Not had that for yonks. Very good. Neil Debbie here.
So, at this, Sendebs at Gadio. Email endebs at gadio.co.uk. I've just found a load of tweets I've not read out now.
Oh,
I'm so sorry. I'm going to get to those, including yours. Paul Rodrigo, who is in love with the Katy Perry. Ding dong! Ad Just Eat. So we should get to that shortly. Right now, Neil, I'm going to play a little quiz with you. Are you ready? Have you got your little Corpus Christi Wang ready? Okay, can I hear it?
Corpus Christi Wang.
Okay, so earlier on, I said that there is the most amazing Christmas advert that's been unearthed by my friend Phil Clifton.
Right.
He's genius. I had no idea this even came out. But it involves some very famous people, gay icons, and we love them all, actually. This is one of them. This is from 2007.
Right.
Buzzing when you think you know who the stars of this is. It's for Tesco's, where you get your best clothes. At a supermarket.
Oh,
no, sorry, I forgot to say. Warning, there is some very wooden acting in this.
Can I help you, madam?
Hi, I'm looking for Christmas presents to surprise some girlfriends.
Have you thought about an iPod?
Great, I'll take four. Mel B, Jerry, Victoria, Mel C.
This Christmas at Tesco, we've got our biggest ever range of toys and gifts.
Who do you think that is, Neil?
Corpus Christi Wang.
It's Baby Spice, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all the Spice Girls, actually. They all went round with their trolleys.
Right.
Yeah, it was actually brilliant. Did anyone remember that? Google it and watch it. It's actually very funny. Star of the show is Mel C.
Yeah, yeah.
Star of the Spice Girls, Mel C. We've talked about our love for her, haven't we?
Yeah, yeah.
All the others are a bit rubbish.
Yeah. And an iPod. Well, I mean, that's good.
Hello. It's the music that we choose.
Freedom of choice. Earlier on, I gave Debbie three clips from Whitney. It's Not Right, But It's Okay. Love Will Save the Day. And I'm Your Baby Tonight. Which of those have you chosen?
It's not number three because it reminds me of my stepdad who owned that cassette. I think he's an idiot.
Terribly sorry about
I'd love number two, please. Love Will Save the Day. And an extra treat for you at home. Try and hit the high notes without breaking crystal. Let's all give it a go now.
Awesome.
Whitney.
Punch the air. Punch the air at the end.
Oh, so good, isn't it?
Eh? Amazing. It's so good. It makes me so emotional. Neil, do you know who wrote that, produced that?
Go on, who too? Do who?
Madonna's friend, Jelly Bean.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Jelly Bean. Yeah, he produced that. And do you know what LA Times editor described it as? Because he's an idiot. At the time, he said the song was a hollow dance track that tries to mix social comment with dance floor vigour.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Well, I've never heard of you, Robert Hilburn.
Yeah.
And we've all heard of Whitney, so up yours.
Exactly, yeah.
And do you know what to take from that? Love will save the day, Neil.
Yeah,
and
that's so true. Yeah,
an evil word falls quick easily from the tongue. Brilliant song, brilliant artist, brilliant day to be alive. Oh, no, she's not. We've gone back to the fact she's not here anymore.
I know.
This is Ndebs at KDO. Email ndebs@kdo.co.uk.
15 seconds.
15 seconds.
Yeah.
Neil, we need to talk about Alan Carr and his new boyfriend.
Oh, yes.
And Adele's approval. And who you ask for approval when you get someone new? Who's the first person you say, "Oh, you meet them? Let's go for drinks. I want your approval." So we must talk about that. Is that taking us?
That
up
has
to
indeed.
Four clips at midday.
The time has come for you to
love yourself.
Breathe, laugh, and repeat.
Lorraine on Gadio to two. Neil and Debbie here on this Saturday afternoon. You can tweet us at This Is Ndebs.
Show your nails, Neil. Show your nails.
Oh, yeah.
Lorraine.
Yeah.
Can we say afternoon to Marius Marang Hogland, who is, well, I forgot to read this out, he was gearing up for Arctic Pride Parade in Tromsø, Norway.
Wow, that's going to be cold.
Yeah, he's had it.
All right.
Whilst listening to This Is Ndebs, the cold never bothered us anyway. Oh, I like that.
Brilliant.
I like
well
that,
done.
Marius.
That's great.
I'd love to go to Norway.
Sounds like fun, doesn't it?
Yeah, I want to go to that ice museum.
Oh, yes.
The ice hotel where they give you shots of vodka in
ice. Right,
in thing. And then the thick through your mouth because the ice is like that, isn't it? I like that. But no, it's lovely. Did you get any photos? I'd love to see that.
Yeah, so me too as well, yeah.
Yeah.
It was World AIDS Day yesterday, you know, don't you? And Elton John was, he's always great. He's always there with a comment and something to say about things. He was at an event in the week. I'm not sure if it was an AIDS Foundation thing or just something in general. He was bigging up the government for some of the stuff that they've been doing to help sort of try and end transmissions or new transmissions in the next sort of 10 years or so. But also he started talking about why he started his own AIDS Foundation. This is Elton in the week.
The reason I started the Elton John AIDS Foundation in 1992 was because in the 1980s, when AIDS was so prevalent everywhere in America and Britain and starting to spread it globally, I did the odd benefit here and there, and I thought I was doing okay, doing my bit. But I wasn't doing my bit. I was a gay man who wasn't marching with ACT UP in Atlanta or New York. I was letting my brothers and sisters down. I was ashamed of myself. And I thought, I've got to do something for people that have died, my friends, people who are living with this horrible disease. And so I set up the Elton John AIDS Foundation at my breakfast table in the kitchen in Atlanta with two people. Never did I think and how far we've come.
And he's come, I mean, they've raised millions for research. They've helped people all around the world as well.
Do you know why the Elton John AIDS Foundation is so successful?
Mm.
Came from his heart.
Yeah, exactly.
Neil, that really, that choked me up to see that.
I know.
That was so beautiful.
Yeah.
So is that anything, if you really believe in it, people believe in what you have set up?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's a clunky way of saying, well done. Well done.
Well done, Elton. Well done. I'll tell you how it feels. Fatboy Slim on Gadio. This is Neil and Debbie here. You can tweet us at This Is Ndebs. Email ndebs@gadio.co.uk.
Again, Neil, I didn't like the way you looked at me when you went fat boy.
Oh.
You went fat boy and then you basically looked at yourself and went slim. We've got to lose weight. We've got 3 weeks to lose all those pounds so we can fit into our Christmas. Yes, yeah. Put it back on and fit into our Christmas jumpers.
You want just to wear some black. You'll look fine. People won't notice. Oh, you did last weekend, didn't you? Yeah.
Neil, I'll be wearing my Darth Vader outfit around the Christmas table. I'm going to suck turkey up from underneath as well.
Try to push your roasty into your mask. Yeah.
No, you've gone too far, Neil. But there's someone that's going to help us with this by, well, we can relate to her, and it's three vis-a-vis.
Sexercise!
Yeah, my friend Phil found this, and he says, Dolly Parton just gets me. She gets me. And she put up this clip about how, well, we're all suckers for it, really. What's the one temptation that you always go to when you see it laid out on a plate in front of you and you go, I can't walk past that. I can't walk past that.
Millions of things. What are we talking about?
Yeah. Yours is pear drops, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
Mine is Walker's French fries.
All right.
I'll have a multi-pack as soon as I open it.
Yeah. I like a fondant fancy if I went to a wedding once when I was a kid, and they brought out a tray of fondant fancies, and I stood by the table most of the afternoon, and I kept having one.
Yeah, no one's surprised, Neil. The brown ones are the worst.
Oh, yeah, no, it's the pink. You have to have the pink.
So here's Dolly to tell you, well, we've all been there, Dolly.
Potatoes. Every diet I've ever fell off of has been because of a potato, either French fries or mashed potatoes or baked potatoes. Potato, potato, potato. I never met a spud I didn't like. I'm one of those people, I like to get up in the morning, tumble out of bed and stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and usually that ambition is a cup of coffee. Ta-da!
Isn't she fabulous?
That is brilliant. I love that clip.
See, if any of the big supermarkets just got her to do an advert with the roast potatoes, we'd sell out.
Oh, totally.
We'd just sell out.
Yeah.
I never met a spud I didn't like.
Fill my basket up, take my money.
Charlie XCX and In the City on Gaydio. This is Neil Nibby here.
I never met a spud I didn't like.
Neil, when we were talking about Dolly and her love of potatoes. I went into the kitchen, I stumbled out of bed and I stumbled to the kitchen. And look what I've got in my drawer.
Oh, French fries.
I've got a... Have you got one of these? I've got a filthy drawer in my
absolutely.
Kitchen.
Full of crisps and stuff.
Filthy cupboard.
Yeah, crisps.
Dirty cupboard. Mm. And can you not see how many
really
I've got?
Really salted. You've got two big packs of six.
Two multi-packs. Big packs of Walker's French fries.
Mm.
And I cannot eat them out of a packet, Neil, so I eat them out of a Red Bull my friend Becca got me. And Neil, I can munch my way through, I don't know how many of these.
Okay. You know there are people that listen to the show that love to hear you eat.
No, there aren't. There's perverts. But then only 90 calories. Honestly, if Walker's want us to do the advert, we really sell it. Mm. We're like Elton John. We really have a passion.
Yes.
But, you know.
I never met a spud I didn't like.
And then we could just turn on a heel and just eat it in a corner.
Yes, yeah.
Like a dog eating his food. I go to a pack of these like a dog goes to the bowl. Now, can you play a song? I'm actually eating. Oh, it's a break.
Tate McRae on Gaydio. This is Neil and Debbie here. I did have some news that I ran out of time for in the news earlier on, and it is the fact that GAY Late in London is closing. I am really sorry to hear about this.
Yeah.
It's been a stalwart of the London gay scene, this place, for a number of years. Jeremy Joseph, he obviously still operates GAY Bar in Soho and Heaven Nightclub, but basically they say that they've, some of the staff with their late license, 4 a.m. license, have suffered abuse and all sorts of horrible things when they've finished work. And they feel like they're fighting a losing battle and they're just going to have to close the venue. So it's
really sad because, that's such an important place and gay venues are disappearing. Look at what happened to Vauxhall.
Yeah.
It's all become the American Embassy.
Mm.
Well, I can't go out there, can I?
No.
Can't go in there and say, "Hey, Kylie, want to dance?" No, they're really, really important. I was sad to read that, but I thought what he was saying was brilliant. If you get the chance to just like it.
Yes.
On whatever thing, because I think we need to support him.
Yeah, definitely.
But no, I still will support. I will support him.
Right,
we've
good.
Propped up that bar many a time,
have you?
Haven't
yes,
we?
Yeah.
Yeah, we definitely
many
have.
Many an hour lost in there, eh?
I've got some news as well involving, this has just come through, what's makeups and breakups, love. Lisa's just told me that Will from Will and Grace has split up with his wife.
Oh.
He's married.
Oh, right.
Huh? Will from Will and Grace.
Well, yeah, he's straight.
Married to a woman.
Yeah,
I know he's straight. Do you know who was going to go for that part?
Go on.
Matt Bomer.
Oh, really?
And they didn't want someone...
They wanted a straight man. Yeah.
They wanted a straight man.
Mm.
And Will does play gay very well.
He does it very well,
I have to say.
Yeah.
And someone who doesn't have to play gay is...
I could eat you.
He's proudly... He's a wonderful... Was a
he's proudly
up,
Alan Carr, isn't he?
He's proudly Alan Carr.
Yeah.
And can we say congratulations to him finding...
Found a hairdresser.
No, found a boyfriend. And Adele approved it.
Oh, well, that's all right. If you got the thumbs up from Adele's...
any excuse to play this.
Go on. When the rain
is imagine him singing this to you on your first date.
Yeah, no.
I can sing. It just makes you smile, doesn't it? I love
brilliant.
Alan Carr.
I love it, yeah.
I'd wear him on a Christmas jumper.
Saturday afternoon on Gaydio, this is Neil and Debbie here, and is it time to catch up with your beautiful girlfriend? I can't find her.
No, actually, that's incredibly relevant, Neil, because I'm so proud of her. She got her master's this week.
Oh,
she
brilliant
passed.
News.
She passed. She's got her master's.
Well done,
Lee. Well done, Lee, to Watson's Wag. He got his master's recently. Beautiful Lee, who's the husband of Stewie, long-suffering PA of Catherine Ellis. And it's really hard to do it when you're an adult. I don't mean that weirdly, because I got my degree, 2-1, if you're interested.
Right.
Top 2% of the population. And it was hard enough to do when I had spare time.
Right, yes, yeah.
So to do it when you work, just amazing. So I'm so proud of my beautiful girlfriend.
All right.
Talking of which, do you want to introduce her?
Yes, hello, Lisa. Hello, you there?
Hello, Neil.
Oh, hello.
Hello, Debbie.
Hi, beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Hello, Alex. Mm-hmm. Well, it's been quite the week and I have sent Debbie so much information, I've hardly got anything left to say. But did you know that, especially for you, Kylie Minogue, is 35 years old. I was at high school.
No.
I mean, I thought that her and Jason Donovan were just amazing.
Yes.
And not long after that, he released Nothing Can Divide Us.
That's right, yeah.
And I recorded it into a cassette tape and sent it to my high school boyfriend. Oh. I mean, that is true romance. I mean, that wasn't even a mixtape. That was me singing. But it's getting close to Madonna week. It's been Kylie. It's been Christmas.
Yes.
It's now Advent. So that means I can eat out of my Terry's chocolate orange Advent calendar. How good is that for £2.50? And how good was Cher last night?
Yes.
How can you be 77 and look that amazing? I've got some serious goals. Now, have an amazing show. Love you, Missy Mina.
Oh, bless her.
Beautiful.
Wow,
yeah.
I can't wait to hear about this Cher show.
Well, we hopefully be able to talk about it next week.
Right, okay.
But
good.
Yeah, Lisa and I spent Friday night with Cher.
Oh, you're lucky. Yes, I can't believe that. Gaydio's requests on the way very soon. This is Neil and Debbie, and
I believe Anthony Murphy is still on hold.
Oh, right, okay.
On hold,
lovely.
But I'm not 1,000% sure. Neil, we're running out of time. We're running out of runway, and I want to bring you this week's
Desperately Seeking
Madonna news! Because while the tour's going on, fans are falling in love with her deeper and deeper.
Mm.
Now, Neil, this is, she played Milan this week. She had a special party, and she cut cake.
Oh, lovely.
Amazingly hot leather black gloves.
Mm-hmm.
The PVC, sorry. And she handed out cake to Dolce & Gabbana and all sorts of people. And it was super hot. She sucked her fingers.
Oh.
It was really hot.
Right.
But Neil, I want to play you this because it's really funny. It's Madonna on Ellen. Replying this.
So here are some people that I'm going to name and you just tell me your response. Britney Spears.
Good kisser.
Katy Perry.
Haven't kissed her.
Beyonce.
Incredible voice.
Lady Gaga.
She pauses here.
Good voice.
No.
All right. Pink.
I like her. She's cool.
Rihanna.
I like her. I think she's sexy. I like her.
All right. Jennifer Lopez.
Nice ass.
All right. Nicki Minaj.
Nice ass.
Elton John.
Nice ass.
She's funny, Neil. She's funny. It's a brilliant clip.
Neil and Debbie on Gaydio, and that's us done for another week. I'm afraid we'll be back here next week from 10 on Gaydio.
Neil, we didn't get to our complaints. We've still got two more complaints to get to on Twitter.
Yeah, they'll keep.
Well, there'll be another one next week. God, it's like debt. It's like national debt. It's higher. Have a beautiful week. Enjoy your Christmas jumpers. Be ethical.
I never met a spud I didn't like.
Extra, extra. Tweet all about it.
Potato, potato, potato. I never met a spud I didn't like.
How can you not love Dolly?
I know, of course. Of course you love her. She's brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah. Same age as Cher. And they've both got albums out and they're both going around the world.
I know, yeah. They are amazing, aren't they, really, when you think about it. The energy they must find to do what they do.
Yeah.
They must love. They love doing what they do and being who they are.
That's like my dad's age.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, Madonna is the same age as my stepmum.
My dad doesn't get out of bed much before 10 o'clock in the morning these days.
Do you?
Well, yeah, I have to. I've got any choice, have I? I've got to go to work.
No.
Saving the high street, you know.
If you can help Neil, ring our campaign number now. This young man shouldn't have to go out to work. Not in his condition. Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, isn't it? Love, today, can I ask, what are you up to? What are you going? Are you doing anything fun?
Nothing specific, nothing? No, not particularly.
I'm so excited, Neil.
Right.
Because, do you know what I'm doing immediately after this, when you press stop?
Getting back into your Darth Vader outfit, are
you? No, I would love to, Neil, but I'm going to meet my brand new hairdresser, Sidweek.
Right, Sidweek.
I've never felt such anticipation of a stranger run his hands through my hair before.
Yeah.
This could be the start of something wonderful.
Yeah, you're going to test drive him, aren't you?
I'm going to test drive him, and I don't know what to do. How do I sort of say at the beginning, I don't want to talk.
Right, yeah.
I don't want to talk. Should I just play ABBA? I don't want to talk, and then just stop it there.
Yeah. I mean, if he's a good hairdresser, he'll get to understand his client as to whether they want to chat or whether they just want to be left in silence while he goes about his business.
I never used to be wanted to left in silence, Neil, but my previous hairdresser who I've broken up with just run my ear ragged so much. I called it was Edward Scissormouth.
That's right, yeah.
And he'd tell me about his problems and I'd come out there stressed and shaking and unhappy with my hair because he didn't do it that great.
By the way, does Edward know that you've broken up with him?
No.
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 No. No Dear John letter in the post.
Well, what do you do?
No.
I don't think it's working out between us. I'm cutting you off, pun intended.
Taking you 4 years, though, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has, because I'm quite a loyal person, really.
Right.
I'm quite loyal. I've stayed in relationships way past I should have.
You must have been happy the way that he did your hair, then, if you know, you
Not really,
him.
Love, oh. No. It's just... I think I was erring on the side of it could be worse. So I could get someone worse. Because remember, don't forget, Neil, let's go back to 13-year-old Debbie, Tunbridge Wells, which has scarred me, literally.
Mm.
And my mum took me for my first ever hair highlights.
Oh, yes. You were going to a wedding.
It was a wedding, Neil. It was a wedding. You're quite right. Good memory. And it's so the one where she met the challenged person.
Oh, yes. Tall man. Yes.
Mm. Snow White had some friends like that, and I found them kissing in the bathroom, and was like, oh, my God. Yeah. My mum's going out with Droopy. Mum, Neil, the horror of finding your mum kissing a... What do you have to call vertically challenged person?
Well, I suppose something along those lines.
It was quite a shock, Neil. She was on the bath.
He wasn't well endowed with height, was he? She was on the bath.
No, she wasn't in the bath. I found her in the bath.
Right.
Upstairs, she'd fallen into bath. My mum didn't used to drink. And she'd gone to this wedding, Jackie's wedding.
Right.
And she'd had one too many, and that's why she was kissing the man,
right.
the vertically challenged man.
Right, yeah.
She would just call him Sneezy.
Right.
She was kissing Sneezy,
and I
was horrified. I was 13 years old. I went, oh my God, it was that scene out of Sex in the City where the Samantha goes out with Sneezy.
Oh, right.
And he's wearing children's clothes. Do you remember that? He shopped in the children's.
Oh, yes.
Do you remember?
Because they're cheaper to buy,
They're cheaper to buy. And then he was on a bar stool and she had to help him down from the bar stool. Which is nothing wrong with that, Neil, at all.
No.
But it was just a shock as a 13-year-old to see your mum kissing Sneezy. I was like, sorry, I don't understand. Anyway, let's go back a moment because that's when I had my first ever hairdresser experience.
Mm.
And they put that cap on me, the highlighting cap.
Oh, well, they pull your hair through. Yeah.
Neil, that was my first experience with a hairdresser. No wonder I hate them.
Yeah, quite gruesome. Yeah.
And they pulled it through. And then, that's the worst bit, I was saying to the hairdresser in Sevenoaks, I said, well, it's quite hot in here, isn't it? Oh, yeah, it's quite hot, actually, anyway. So, Tina, do you want to have tea? Should we go for tea? I'd be going, no, it's actually quite hot. Yeah, it's fine. I said, I meant to do that. It's chemicals working. Then smoke came out the cap. And I went, Emma, I'm on fire. I'm Michael Jackson at the Pepsi ad. My hair is on fire. And they were like, oh, my God, rinse that off now. And the chemicals had reacted with my hair.
Oh, my God.
And had burnt the underside of my hair.
Oh, no, no.
It was Michael Jackson, Pepsi ad.
Yeah,
it was. And they were, but it's the way they sort of dismissed me and just went, oh, no, of course it's meant to do that. It's chemicals working. Oh, my God, she's on fire. I was like, you bastard, absolute bastard. Sorry, we're on the podcast, such bits. But have you ever had that? Because really, my friend Kate, when we were students, she had really long hair, and she went in, she goes, cut it all off. And they went, are you sure? Mm. Cut it all off, cut it off. And she looked like Emo Phillips.
Oh, no.
The comedian. So anyway. And she cried her eyes out for like a week.
Mm.
And like, I was trying to make wigs for her and... wasn't working, Neil. Mm. Have you ever had anything like that? You go, oh, I feel it ruins you. A hairdresser's got the ability to make you look fantastic, like Madonna's hairdressers, or it's got the ability to go, I'm not going out.
Yeah,
never going out again.
I've had two really good hairdressers in my time. Yeah. There was the Polish guy in London.
Oh, yeah, Polish guy.
It was Paul, I think it was called. It's very sexy as well. And also in Blackpool, when I lived and worked in Blackpool.
Now, what made them so good? Was it how they did your
Paul
hair?
Well, Paul was just, he just, you'd bring you in, sit you in the chair, and you just felt really comfortable and safe in his hands. Very entertaining, very witty as well.
Gay? Was he gay?
Oh, completely, yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. Him, dear. Yes, dear. Yeah. He was brilliant. It was really good, yeah. Yeah. And he was able to highlight my hair, but do it in a way that it looked good, and yeah.
Yeah. That's terrible. Two hairdressers out of your entire life that have been good. I've had two, and that's it.
Yeah.
Eleanor, who went back to Rome, she was the best person ever.
Right.
She did highlights that no one else. And then a guy, I never knew his name.
Right.
He only did my hair once, and he left the salon.
Oh.
That's terrible, love, that we've only ever had our hair done by two hairdressers. I think hairdressers are gods.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I think they are so talented to be able to do something with your hair, and it completely lifts your mood or really ruins it.
Yes, no, totally, yeah. Yeah. And you can have... they're like relationships, aren't they, in a way? Get a good one. Yeah. You know, you want to hold on to it.
How campus this conversation? I mean... it's gone off the gaydar scale, hasn't it? We're talking about how great our hairdressers are.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, talk about stereotypes, love. It's unbelievable. I don't really know where to go.
No.
With this.
Hair today.
Talk about Whitney. Hair today, God. Oh, come on!
Neil and Debbie.
Hair.